Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Video gamers went crazy for Guitar Hero, and now they're getting ready for Rock Band. On today's soundcheck, games to rock your living room. And later, piano virtuoso Jeremy Denks talks about life as a concert pianist in the blogosphere. To begin, it was 2 years ago that a video game first let you play guitar along with classic rock songs and became a smash hit. Guitar Hero. It earned a huge legion of fans, including real musicians from alt-metal band Korn and country outfit Rascal Flatts, who admit to playing it on the tour bus. Now, MTV is developing a game that lets you and your friends play together in a rock band, and it is called, well, Rock Band. We have a couple of guests today, beginning with Matt Miller, who's associate editor of Game Informer magazine. And Matt, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So, video games, I mean, you know, we're usually talking war, action, sports. Why is Guitar Hero so popular?
Well, I think Guitar Hero is such a big game right now because it's bringing music making to people who might not be musicians. While I have lots of friends who are really into the game who are musicians, I also have a lot of friends who just like it and they've never picked up a guitar or anything else. It's like air guitar taken to the next level.
Yeah. Now, it's hard to imagine how you can play a guitar in a video game. So for folks who don't own a PlayStation 2 or an Xbox 360, just briefly, how does it work?
Sure. Well, you hold what looks like a toy guitar in your hands that's connected to a video game console. And instead of strings, the neck of the guitar has colored buttons, which you press in time with those same colored buttons as they stream across the TV screen. So if you get the right button and the right rhythm, you hear the guitar play its part. If you get it wrong, you'll be hearing a lot of very un-rock-like flubs coming out of the speakers. And you miss enough notes and the audience will boo you off the stage.
But if you hit the notes, the crowd goes wild.
That's right.
And there's kind of a virtual band up on the stage. You see the colors that signify which buttons to press streaming at you. And I guess, as with any game, there are different levels of difficulty, right?
Sure. Well, generally speaking, you beat each one of these songs, and they get progressively more difficult. And as you beat more songs, you open up new venues until you're quite literally playing in big stadiums.
So do you start in like a little club, a little dive bar somewhere?
That's exactly right.
All right. And you start with songs like this one from Nirvana. That's one of the songs on Guitar Hero, the video game. We're speaking with Matt Miller, associate editor of Game Informer magazine. So, Matt, assuming that I have mastered Nirvana's heart-shaped box, what happens next? What happens when I win, and then what's the next step?
Sure. Well, you can keep going through until you've beaten all the songs that are on the game, but even at that point, there's more to do because there's multiple difficulty settings, and as you might imagine, the higher settings have a lot more notes to play.
Mm-hmm. So when you've mastered a particular song, do you get a standing ovation from the crowd? Do they raise their little virtual lighters and call for encores?
Actually, they do exactly that. They
really?
They call for an encore at the end of a set. And you get the choice to either just walk off stage because you're tired and you want to go home or play your encore. And if you do, you get to try out a whole new song that you haven't tried yet.
Uh-huh. What's a sample encore?
Well, at the very end of the game, you get to try playing the classic of all classics, Freebird.
Which is considered to be a face melter, I understand.
That's
is the
right.
Term. A charming way of describing the song. Here's a little bit of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, if playing air guitar along with Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird isn't good enough for you, you can actually help play the song on Guitar Hero, or Guitar Hero 2, I suppose I should say now. We're looking at the phenomenon of these interactive music games, and you can leave comments on our website on the soundcheck page at WNYC.org about Guitar Hero. If you've played the game, let us know. Matt, Guitar Hero 2 costs about $90. Other games are, you know, 50 or 60. And yet, this much more expensive game is still in the top 20 of Amazon's video game sales today, even months after its release. What has enabled it to overcome the pricing problem?
I think that what people are really attracted to is the chance to play this together in groups, particularly with the second game, which lets you start playing both guitar and bass at the same time. It was a chance for people, for couples, for friends to get together and feel like they were really rocking out like a real band.
Well, now, take Lynyrd Skynyrd, for example, that Freebird. By the end of that song, there are two or even three guitar solos going simultaneously. So
sure.
Is this a multiple-player song? Can you have two or three guys with their little plastic guitars shredding away?
That's right. The idea is you can play through the whole game all by yourself if you're sitting at home in your basement, but if you have friends over, it's a party, then you have up to two guitars that can play together, so both a guitar and a bass part, and each of you are playing along and doing your own independent parts, and it's quite the thrill, I have to tell you.
All right, now, $90 for the game, I'm assuming that includes the little guitar.
It does, but only one of them.
Only one?
Yes.
All right. Now, like the iPod, this video game, Guitar Hero, has spawned a whole market of accessories. What else is out there?
Well, there's all sorts of stuff. I've seen everything from amps to stickers for your guitar, to guitar straps that you strap onto these little toy guitars. It's pretty crazy. People get really into this stuff.
The funny thing is, you know, we've been listening to actual recordings of the original songs, but on the actual game itself, most of the songs have been re-recorded by studio musicians.
That's right. That's something that in the future installments of the game they're trying to change, as they're trying to get more of the original master track recordings that are included in the game.
So Guitar Hero 3, which is due out for the holidays, will probably have some fully licensed songs where you hear the original.
It definitely will. Probably, they're talking that most of them will.
Okay. The other game we wanted to talk about is Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of buzz around this. PC World magazine called it one of the most anticipated products of 2007, along with Apple's iPhone. What's going on with this game?
Well, Rock Band's made by the same people who made the original Guitar Hero, and it takes sort of the next step in the music game genre. Instead of just having guitar and bass, they now have guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, and you can play all the parts together, sitting together in your living room, or split it up and have one or two of you sitting together in that living room and the other two across the country, because you'll be able to play it online.
We're speaking with Matt Miller, associate editor of Game Informer magazine. The developer of this game, Rock Band, they're keeping a pretty tight lid on all the details. There's going to be an official announcement of the game July 10th at an industry trade conference, but I understand you've already played the game.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to fly out to visit Harmonix, the makers of the game, and I got to play the drums and sing along and play guitar in the new game. It's pretty incredible.
Are you playing to the real recordings?
Yes, on several of the tracks they have the real recordings. They've got a couple songs that they've already announced. They've got a new Nirvana song on there, some Weezer, even The Who.
Mm.
So it's pretty impressive.
Now, when you're playing Guitar Hero or Guitar Hero 2, you're not really learning how to play the guitar, right?
Not really, although that's going to be a little bit different with the drums. They say that once you start to learn how to play this drum kit that they give you in Rock Band, that they've had people in their studio who've never played drums before that after they've played for several months can go up to a real drum kit and actually do all right.
That's where I was going with this, because it seems like what you're really learning is not how to play notes, but how to play rhythms.
Right.
You have to be in time with the song in order for the note to appear, otherwise you get that little boop sound.
That's right.
That, you know, the little very polite raspberry that the game gives you when you screw up. So what did you think of Rock Band? Is it like a big step beyond Guitar Hero?
I think so. They've the addition of the drums is, I think, the biggest thing that people are going to be excited about. Just as many people who have walked around playing air guitar have been in their car and banged on the steering wheel along with their favorite song.
And they've done that.
And that's exactly what this is doing. It's the evolution of that concept into a video game, where you're finally the one that's keeping the beat, doing the drum fills, and swinging the sticks.
All right, well, we can give folks a kind of sneak preview of what the screen will look like. Some screenshots are linked on the sound check page of our website at wnyc.org. How is it possible for Harmonix, this company, to license songs from bands like The Who? I mean, that sounds incredibly expensive.
I'm sure it is, but I bet a big part of how they've been able to get such big partners is their new partnership with MTV. MTV bought Harmonix outright after the success of Guitar Hero, and so now they have the advantage, Harmonix does, in trying to get songs that comes with working with MTV, with all of their longtime cooperations with the big labels and all the musicians out there.
And MTV paid a pretty penny for Harmonix as well, $175 million. So money has certainly been sunk into the development of the game, and sounds like there's good things to come. I mean, the gaming world is pretty much a buzz for Rock Band. Again, the official announcement of the game will be on July 10th, but we've been speaking with Matt Miller, associate editor of Game Informer magazine. Matt, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks again for having me.
Well, The Who actually have been licensed to get some of their music onto the forthcoming game Rock Band, but the game that's out there that everybody's playing now apparently is Guitar Hero 2. And if you think that video games encourage antisocial behavior, think again, because Guitar Hero is actually getting gamers out of their living room. My next guest, Joel Lawrence, runs a Guitar Hero night at the East Village Bar Pianos on Tuesday nights. Joel, welcome to Soundcheck, or should I say Lord Easy?
Yeah. I was hoping you would say Lord Easy, actually.
Now, is that your nom de game?
That's a name that I work under for all kinds of different things, but yeah.
All right. So tell me how, I mean, now that Matt has explained how Guitar Hero works, how does it work as a competition?
One of the main things is that you have that like two player mode where people are playing sort of they're playing side by side. And in fact, in the bar, they are standing right next to each other. So that sort of lends itself to friendly competition.
Uh-huh. And who judges the winner? Is it the live audience? Is it the virtual crowd that's in the game? Is it you? I mean, how's that work?
I think we all play a part. I mean, the game definitely has like a point system and an accuracy, a way to measure accuracy, and that definitely...
Within the game,
yeah.
Okay.
And so they score points. But, I mean, I think the crowd definitely has their own ideas, and I have an idea sometimes, and, you know.
All right, now how did this start?
Well, there were guys, some of the guys that manage pianos they're guitar players and they're video game fans. And so I think that was, Guitar Hero was sort of like the perfect storm for them. And it definitely caught their attention, and they wanted to do a night with it. And I was already at pianos, like involved in a couple other things. And so they had me, they asked me if I wanted to do it. And I didn't know anything about Guitar Hero at the time, but I was like, all right, you know, let's give it a try.
Were you afraid that you would get nothing but guys who couldn't get dates to come and play?
I did. I had that fear, but that fear was quickly put to rest because there are ladies who shred who are out there and they're coming to the night and we love it.
All right. So now you're also, you host this karaoke night at pianos. You're making a documentary, is this right? Also about karaoke. How is Guitar Hero different from karaoke?
How is it different? Boy, for me, it's so similar because sort of like as the MC, I'm sort of I sing along to the songs and everything, but it's different in that it's sort of it involves hand-eye coordination, which karaoke doesn't really take.
Okay.
All right.
Now, when you say you sing along, does that mean on karaoke night or on Guitar Hero night?
On Guitar Hero night.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's.
So now, wait a minute. You got two rank amateurs up on stage trying to play the guitar parts, and then you are singing along with the, what does this sound like?
I'm probably not making things any easier on anybody. The thing is that, those karaoke instincts just kick in. If you put a mic in front of me and Sweet Child of Mine comes on, it's entrapment. There's nothing I can do. It's beyond my control.
We're talking with Lord Easy, a.k.a. Joel Lawrence. He is the MC, the host at the East Village Bar Pianos for their Tuesday Guitar Hero Night. When people come into the club, do you have to kind of drag them kicking and screaming out on stage, or are people now coming specifically to go up there and play?
We do have a core group of regulars who are coming to play Guitar Hero, and they're people who a lot of them had the game before we started the show, and so they're kind of like, they're sort of like our foundation. But then you get people who come in and they've never played the game before, they've never even seen the game before, and so those people, I feel like that's kind of that you have to recruit them a little bit, pull them in. You know?
So they get to play Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box. They start at the easy level, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Do you have anybody who's gotten to Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird?
Yeah, we've got people that are playing Freebird on Expert.
Really?
Yeah, and it is a...
it's people who've spent way too much time in front of this game. Does it ever get rowdy? Fisticuffs, that sort of thing?
We haven't had any fisticuffs yet. we've had fisticuffs at karaoke, but not at Guitar Hero. But, you know, it's a...
Now, what causes a fist fight at karaoke?
Man, what did cause a fist fight? I guess it was wanton mic stance swinging.
Okay.
It got rowdy one Valentine's Day a couple of years ago.
All right, we were talking about Guitar Hero 2, and obviously Guitar Hero 3 is coming out for the holidays, but before that happens, Rock Band, this four-part game. Are you already making plans for a Rock Band night?
There's been discussion about it, and I think it's an exciting thing. It sounds amazing from what Game Informer, from what they were saying.
All right, so that's due this summer, apparently. In the meantime, Monday nights is karaoke, but Tuesday nights is Guitar Hero night.
Tuesday nights, 10 p.m.
For all you shredders out there, at Pianos in the East Village, Joel Lawrence is Lord Easy, your host and MC on Tuesday evenings. And you can even try your hand at Matthew Sweet's pop classic, Girlfriend. Joel, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
This is Soundcheck. In a moment, pianist Jeremy Denk talks about life as a rising classical virtuoso and his dual life in the blogosphere. And then later, Bon Jovi has gone country. Has one of rock's biggest bands abandoned its fans or made a savvy career move? All of that coming up on Soundcheck.